I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the resurrection of the body. Richard Day, in his Elizabethan Book of Christian Prayers, voices a plea for the penitent that God will redeem us in the end. O Father and Lord of ours, you see the hardness of our heart, and much rather the dullness of it. It is not enough for us to be allured and called so gently, so sweetly, and so lovingly, but you must be fain even to draw us, pull us, hail us, and drag us. Create a new and obedient heart in us, for this old one that we have already is stony. It feeleth no gentleness. It is not moved with any hope of the great things that are promised. It is through our sincere admission of where we are lacking, and by God's equally generous grace to forgive, that we become the heirs of redemption and resurrection. Psalm 118 is dictated by the Common Lectionary as the only psalm for Easter Day. It is a procession into the temple, whose gates open wide to welcome the faithful into its halls. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad, alludes to the triumph of Easter and the victory of Christ, the chief cornerstone over death. Let us rejoice in this triumph and in our own victories through God's grace.